This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have the second half of a virtual concert featuring Grammy-nominated songwriter Kim Ritchie from her home in Nashville with her friend, the Grammy-winning songwriter Don Henry.
Here we are.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, we're back. Thanks to Louise and Bruce for having us. You guys really do such a great job running these. Super duper good job. So
thank
appreciate you.
We have fun too.
What key in?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Up against a blue sky, a black shadow flies by. I guess he's got some place to go. Falling on high ground can slow him. The miles flash by down below. You know you can always count on me. I'm like a river to the sea. As sure as deep follows.
This one's called I Love the Moon, because I really, really love the moon. Must have been that time, because we grew up during the space race or something. I mean, and it's just like it really got inside of me, and it's like every time it comes out, I just gawk at it.
The sky's all like clouds and everything.
It's kind of weird. It's hiding around. Mm. in scarlet skies or black lagoons, cold, clear, or smeared in blue. I love the moon. I love the crow. I love the crow. Picture shows Edgar Allan Poe would know. I love the crow. Yeah, we got to do that.
Okay, you talk a little bit. I'm going to tune my guitar for that for another song.
All right. Once again, please check out online followingrecords.com. I got a website. So anyway, it came out last year, and we did a little promoting, but there was nobody going out to shows or anything, so I didn't go tour. So the illustrator who illustrated this, a good friend of mine by the name of Mike Moran, he did the whole package, and it's fantastic. So we decided, what the hell, let's go for the vinyl. We've got orange vinyl coming out this fall. Pumpkin orange, or ghost orange, I think is what he called it, because you can see through the vinyl. And so we're getting a limited edition of a couple hundred of those printed up. So look for that on my website, and Kim will put it on her website too.
Oh yeah.
I just said that.
Don Henry.
I'm going to do another song from that album. And this is a song that I wrote with our buddy Pat Buchanan. Not that Pat Buchanan, the guitar whiz Pat Buchanan. And the guy that used to be in our band Meat and Three. we wrote this song together. It's on the Halloween album.
Okay, I'm done messing.
Ready? Sun, sun, go away. I like it when the skies are gray. Sun, sun, go away. I like it when the skies are gray. And I can watch the afternoon clouded by an old familiar gloom, just like a lonely, long lost friend, where mockingbirds and willows weep in harmonies that lull me off to sleep, where nightmares never end. Moon, moon, shine so bright, I like it when you cry at night. Moon, moon, shine so bright, I like it when you cry at night. Every tear's a drop of blood, washing every fear I've ever loved. A picture perfect helm of mournful moans and primal screams, where melancholy reigns supreme. A place where death's alive and living well. Sun, sun, go away, like it when the skies are gray. Some ooze. Feel the pain of every soul that this life has left out in the cold. Fog, fog, thick as thieves, I love it when you cover me. Fog, fog, thick as thieves, I love it when you cover me. Sweeney Todd and Norman Bates welcoming you at the graveyard gates. It's such a chill to have you here. No matter when you're right on time for guillotines and strychnine wine, it'll always be that time of year around here. Sun, sun, go away, I like it when the skies are gray. Moon, moon, shine so bright, I like it when you cry at night. Fog, fog, thick as thieves, I love it when you cover me.
Yeah, right on! We never did that song before together. That's great.
Our band could be By the Seat of Our Pants. That's what it could be called. Okay. Let's see here. All right.
That was fun, man.
I know.
Damn. Girl knows her stuff. You gonna start tuning up now? Throw my game off.
No, I think I'm ready.
All right.
All right. So this is a song that Don Henry and I wrote. It's the only one we've ever written.
I'm gonna play.
You're gonna play on this one. And we had so much fun. Well, I did anyway.
It was really fun.
Just remembering about what it was like being a kid and growing up when we did, and just coming up with all the different memories that we had, and let me play it for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're on tune?
Yeah.
Skateboards and lemonade stands, 4th of July parade bands.
creature feature matinees. High five, I double dare ya. Hormones enough to scare ya. Daydreaming summertime away. All the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe so much to you, Chapel Avenue. Hippies, hobos, ghosts and goblins, Dracula, Batman and Robin, all dressed up for beggar's night. Sissy bars, banana seats, popping wheelies down our street. Time flies sometimes at the speed of light. All the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe so much to you, Chapel Avenue. Hiding places, the stars at night, the hills we climbed. Childhood artifacts, green fields and cul-de-sacs. These are the things I leave behind. All the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe so much to you. I do, Chapel Avenue.
Man, those lyrics are so fun. I remember we really had fun writing those. Man.
I know. We were cracking ourselves
up.
Yeah,
that was good. We're going to get together next week. We're booked to write.
Yeah. That was that song's internet premiere.
That's right.
There we go. Damn.
Now, is there a real Chapel Avenue?
There is, actually. And it's just it's one street over from my house. And it's there's a family that lives there. Well, my house is like, it's funny. It's a little fishbowl-y because I'm right next to a sidewalk. And it was really great during pandemic, especially because everybody who walked their dog went right by my house. I could sit at my table and it was like best of show. So everybody that would walk their dog across the sidewalk there, and I could see them. And I got to know a lot of the people and the dogs. And then also the kids would come, the parents would walk their kids to and from school, and I got to know a lot of the kids. And my two favorite little girls live on Chapel Avenue, and it just seems like the most perfect kind of growing up spot. But I'll be at the sink, you know, doing dishes or something, and I'll hear, Kim, Kim! And I'll look out, and there's one of my little friends on the sidewalk. So it was a pretty great thing.
That's one of the good things about the quarantine. Some things like that happened that would never have happened in our lives.
There were some really good things. I finally got to stay home and know my neighbors a little bit. Yeah. I have the loveliest neighbors ever. I really love my neighborhood.
I like being home with Molly all that time. She worked from home, and it was just we had kind of a bummer when the quarantine stopped officially. It was it's over. That was a a little bit, I mean, and now it was a bittersweet thing because it's like, oh, good, we get to get back out there again. But it was kind of nice to have to hibernate kind of for a year. I would have never made that Halloween record.
Yeah.
And I got, I mean, I got rid of a bunch of crap, believe it or not.
You did? You
wouldn't know by looking around here, but did you get anything done like that?
No, I cooked a lot. I baked a lot. I made a lot of sourdough bread. I think my major accomplishment for the lockdown was I kept a sourdough starter alive for a year. That was my major accomplishment. I kind of just hunkered down, really.
Well, this is one of the things I did. I wrote this song, and I started doing a kind of a thing where I wrote the lyric. I would write a lyric first and then present it to myself without any musical ideas. And I made up a little, or I think Molly made up a little vignette or like a prompt from a movie or something. And then I had to write the lyric to it. I have no idea. I can't remember what the prompt was now. So I would write these lyrics because I had time to do stuff
That's cool, yeah.
And I wrote the whole lyric out, and then I sat down and said, okay, I'm going to look at it with fresh ears and write music to it, and this is what I came up with. And it's a little bit about... It's not really about quarantine, but it's about love and being home with ones you love.
Well, this is our grand finale song,
yeah,
too. Don Henry's taking us out. So we just wanted to say thanks to all you that tuned in to hear us. We sure appreciate you. And thanks to Bruce and Louise for having us.
Oh, well, it's just been lovely. And, you know, I was just going to chime in a little bit about, you know, cleaning out. Don, you were talking about, did you get rid of stuff? The thrift stores are absolutely brimming over because we all did that. You know, first of all, it was a good opportunity to clean out. And then, you know, if we baked a lot of bread, sometimes our clothes from 2 years ago don't fit anymore. So there's that too.
Oh, God, there was that too.
Thank goodness for elastic.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Saint Elastic, that could be that. I'm going to lobby for new sainthood.
Elastic's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Let's hear your song. This has just been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sure. This one's called, and with a nod to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. You'll see it in there when it happens. Who I love. Let's see if I remember how it goes. Point your car down the highway of hope. Snare a star with some Roy Rogers rope. Cry in the sun, laugh in the rain. Grab a little life by the jugular vein. Point your troubles and cares in your car down the highway of hope. Put your mind in a leisurely suit. Take your time on the scenery route. Up in the hills, lighten your load. Get a little thrill at a fork in the road. Put your heart and your soul and your mind in a leisurely suit. And rearrange arrangements tangled up in the rattlesnake weed. And surround yourself, your ever-loving self, with the kind of love you need. Not the kind of love you think you want, but the kind of love you need. Override all those swears that you swore. Like the tide reshuffles ashore. Your hurdles are real, but your phobia's fake. Pitfalls and pratfalls are pieces of cake. Override all the devils and doubts and the swears that you swore. And rearrange arrangements tangled up in the rattlesnake weed. And surround yourself, your ever-loving self, with the kind of love you need. Not the kind of love you think you want, but the kind of love you need. Well, today is finally here. Time to say, hey, who's that dude in the mirror? sucking it up and saying goodbye to that same old lame old heartbroken guy. Well, tomorrow's today and the day is finally here. Yeah, tomorrow's the day and the day is finally here. Yeah, tomorrow's the day and the day is finally here. Something like that. That's the first time I've played that one out.
Right.
That was Kim Ritchie, along with her friend and songwriting colleague Don Henry in a virtual concert from her living room. The video of which is up on the Isis Theatre's Facebook page. Every Monday and Tuesday we have music from Asheville, some virtual, some recorded in the music hall in the Isis Theatre, here on Scenic Roots, on listener-supported public radio in Chattanooga.